Taylor Swift backs Biden to start the healing process America desperately needs. By David Ng on October 7, 2020. Mega pop star Taylor Swift has officially endorsed Joe Biden's bid for the White House, placing her enormous star power and influencer status in service of the Democratic presidential ticket. Swift, who has publicly blasted President Donald Trump in the past, told V Magazine that abortion and gay rights were among her top issues in choosing a candidate. She also cited minority representation. "The change we need most is to elect a president who recognizes that people of color deserve to feel safe and represented, that women deserve the right to choose what happens to their bodies, and that the LGBTQ+ community deserves to be acknowledged and included," she told V Magazine. "Everyone deserves a government that takes global health risks seriously and puts the lives of its people first. The only way we can begin to make things better is to choose leaders who are willing to face these issues and find ways to work through them." The leftist pop star concluded, "I will proudly vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in this year's presidential election. Under their leadership, I believe America has a chance to start the healing process it so desperately needs." Swift's announcement marks her first official endorsement of a presidential candidate, after she famously declined to endorse Hillary Clinton in 2016. The pop star, who had cultivated a Sphinx-like ambiguity about her political opinions, later explained her refusal to back Clinton, telling Vogue that Trump was weaponizing the idea of the celebrity endorsement. Since then, Swift has become more overtly partisan. She jumped into the 2018 midterms by refusing to support Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, while endorsing Democrats Phil Bredesen for the Senate and Jim Cooper for the House of Representatives. Bredesen lost to Blackburn, while Cooper retained his House seat. Taylor Swift recently attacked President Trump over his criticisms of the U.S. Postal Service, which loses billions of dollars each year. "Trump's calculated dismantling of USPS proves one thing clearly," Swift tweeted in August. "He is well aware that we do not want him as our president. He's chosen to blatantly cheat and put millions of Americans' lives at risk in an effort to hold on to power." In May, Swift lashed out at the president in a Twitter rant, accusing him of stoking the fires of white supremacy and warning, "We will vote you out in November." Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me @dng@breitbart.com.